The White House and the Pentagon have both announced that America is at war with the ISIL militant group. Similar worded statements from the White House and the Pentagon contradicted the administration's earlier remarks that President Obama's new ISIL strategy is just a counterterrorism campaign. The U.S. has in the past stepped up efforts to build a coalition against the terrorist group active in Syria and Iraq. It's named retired Army General John Allen to head efforts by an international U.S.-led coalition against the ISIL terrorists. Allen, who's the former commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan, also led troops in western Iraq during the U.S.-led invasion. Secretary of State John Kerry has already met with several leaders in the Middle East to win support for the battle. The flurry of U.S. efforts began after President Obama outlined his new ISIL strategy this past Thursday. Now, there's been a protest in New York City against the U.S. president's plan to carry out airstrikes on ISIL in Syria. Press TV's Caleb Maupin reports.
In Times Square, in the center of Midtown Manhattan, a group of peace activists gathered to denounce Obama's plan to launch airstrikes against Syria and Iraq. The protest included Syrian Americans, Iraqi Americans, peace activists, and trade unionists. The rally was called by the International Action Center. Among the protesters was Kalun Makul, a Syrian American who says the U.S. should stay out of Syria.
It's another failure for Obama administration. I feel sorry. They failed first time. Now they falling again, and now they have the biggest mistake. Supporting terrorists, standing behind the country who support terrorists, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, and how you gonna fight terrorists with people who supporting the terrorists.
Protesters said the money spent on U.S. militarism should instead be used to fund jobs, housing, education, and other societal needs. Law student Amit Gupta says U.S. intervention has not improved the lives of Iraqis, but only increased the level of suffering in the country.
They've destroyed at least a century's worth of development in Iraq that existed prior. They've institutionalized sectarian tensions that didn't even really exist. They've displaced 4 million people. They've killed possibly over 1 million people in addition to the sanctions that were on Iraq. They've destabilized the entire country.
The protesters say they represent a large section of U.S. society that is opposed to further military intervention around the world. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.